540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. There were songs and prayers at a vigil in Jacksonville, Florida, for the three victims of a racially motivated attack at a Dollar General store. CBS's Christiane Benavides with what we know now about the shooter.
The sheriff identified the gunman as 21-year-old Ryan Christopher Palmetter. Authorities say he carried out his attack in the predominantly black neighborhood, armed with a handgun and an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle painted with swastikas, and that he left behind racist writings at his family's home before taking his own life.
His writings and his manifestos were the diary of a madman.
Tropical storm Idalia is expected to strengthen to a hurricane and make landfall on the west coast of Florida by Wednesday. WTSP-TV meteorologist Bobby Deskins.
If you're asked to evacuate, please do so because the water's pushing in. I don't need you to go hundreds of miles. Just go 10 miles. Have a friend or family member, a hotel, something that's out of that flood zone.
The storm's also expected to bring heavy rain to Georgia and the Carolinas. A deadly crash involving U.S. Marines. CBS's Elise Preston with details.
The Osprey went down during a training exercise at 9:30 a.m. Australian time on Melville Island, killing at least three.
This is a terrible incident.
Helicopters airlifted five seriously wounded Marines to Royal Darwin Hospital about 60 miles away. Just last year, nine Marines died in two separate accidents involving Ospreys, one near San Diego and one in Norway.
President Biden will host Costa Rican President Rodrigo Chavez at the White House this week. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the two leaders plan to discuss how to build inclusive and sustainable economies and advance democratic values while also promoting safe and orderly migration.
It's been 10 years since gymnast Simone Biles first flipped her way to the top of the sport. Now she just won her eighth U.S. championship on NBC Sports.
Wow. Sam, you just don't want it to end.
Next up for her, the World Championships in Belgium this fall, where she'll look to add to her record 25 medals. The U.S. Open main draw kicks off Monday in New York, and just like Wimbledon has the Pimm's Cup and the Kentucky Derby's known for mint juleps, the tennis tourney has a signature drink called the Honey Deuce. It's topped with skewers of honeydew melon that look like tennis balls. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dom, I believe we're calling this the P0135809 edition. That is the booking number of Donald Trump, the former president. I like to call him Mr. Trump these days.
1135809.
We've had a little fun with the audience. Best ways to monetize the Trump mugshot. Apparently, they're already doing it out there in the real world, and our audience has some brilliant ideas, and we'll take more of those. You know, Joe Biden couldn't escape it. Joe Biden has not talked about the legal travails of the former president. But today, he was questioned on the rope line by the press. Have you seen the mugshot? And I've got a little coverage from one of my favorite sources, Dom, the Roar story. Joe Biden hasn't been saying much about his predecessor's ongoing legal troubles. Leave that to the devil's advocates. We do it for you, Joe. But the president on Friday broke his silence about Donald Trump's mugshot. I know you're dying of curiosity right now. What did Joe have to say about the Trump mugshot? I can tell you, the tone, Dom, it was a little quiet, like he didn't want to get dragged into this conversation. Now, the former president's booking photo has been circulating widely on social media, with Trump himself posting it on the former Twitter, right, Dom? First time the man has posted on Twitter since he got his account shut down. I believe that was January 8th of 2021. And last night he puts up his own mugshot. Of course, the grift, the raise money. Because that's what he does, Tom.
And we must say it, and lots of people have noticed it. If you didn't see his tweet, he said, never surrender. As he posts his mugshot, which, of course, he had to surrender in order to have the mugshot taken. But, you know, don't ask for logic or reason.
Wasn't there a song, Never Surrender?
Cheap Trick, baby. We got to hear some Never Surrender.
I did it. Actually, I won't do the voice because this is Biden's quote. I did see it on television. Joe told reporters in a video. Here is what he said in reaction to the Trump mugshot. We should monetize that. No, what he actually said was, handsome guy, wonderful guy. I hate to accuse the the current president of being a little disingenuous, Tom, but I don't think that's his real opinion of the mugshot or the man. Handsome guy. Wonderful guy.
We do have one clip, I believe, of the president, Nate. Former president. The former president.
Could we just Trump start describing him as
01135809?
Yes. His convict number?
1135809 had this to say. Cut number one, please, Nate.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support.
Everybody knows it? Like the grand jury that looked at the evidence and decided, yeah, you did it. Or the other grand jury who had to review that evidence and actually decide to, yeah, he should be indicted. Or any of the grand juries or any of the prosecutors or any of the, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of GOP, Republican appointees, colleagues, co-workers, administration peers, Donald Trump, these are all your people that are testifying.
Coffee boys.
Oh, every one of them.
I drink a lot of coffee and Diet Coke. Diet Coke. Fetchers. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Did you see the mugshot, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. It's so great to be on the greatest radio show ever.
You make it Thank better, Jeannie.
For taking my call. Hey, I was just wondering, I love the toilet paper when I was thinking of that, because you know what I mean? So anyway, what about pins at, fairs are going on right now. So you get these pins that you throw these sacks at, and you got to knock them down. Put Trump on those, pictures on those, and I'll bet a lot of people would get a lot of toys or win a lot of prizes knocking that guy down. Or pins in a bowling alley. So
yeah, I like that.
Bowling pins.
Yes.
If I owned a bowling pin, Dean, what's our friend Dean up there in Wausau, WXEO? Yeah. Dean, if you don't put the mugshots on your bowling pins, you're just not trying.
I don't think it would help my game.
Jeannie must have gotten a more important call. Bye, Jeannie. Have a great weekend. 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cindy.
Well, I have two really good suggestions.
Excellent.
First of all, we put his picture on porta potties instead of calling it porta johns. We call them porta dons.
Oh, porta dons. Love it.
I really like that idea, Cindy. I mean, I would pay for that marketing space on the exterior of those porta, because you know how they ferment in the summer heat? Like, it's been 100 degrees here in Milwaukee last couple days. Can you imagine, Cindy, what just that visceral impression? You'd see his face and you just gag.
Smell the environment and what you're wallowing in.
Yep.
I think it would definitely leave an imprint on your psyche.
Yep. And then we put his mugshot on dumpsters and we start calling them Trumpsters.
Oh. See, where have you been all my life, Cindy? You're very clever. I like how you think, sister.
Thank you. And then on the porta potties, we could just put on the side, the crap stops here.
Now you're losing me, Cindy, but I like the first two. 844-967-2789. I don't know if Cindy's going to get tens from the Russian judge. Holly, calling in from Washington. Holly, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Holly.
Oh, hi there. Hey, I was just thinking your good old-fashioned dartboard.
Well, we can all do that at home, can't we?
Yes, you can sell them by the millions, I'm sure. One in every household, I say.
Now, is someone going to say we're implying violence because we would throw darts at the visual image of the former newly indicted 01135809?
Oh, that's perfect. You can, I don't know. I don't think it's violent. I think it's fun.
I think it's fun, too.
Unfortunately, Holly, that's what some people said about the January 6th, just as roadkill.
Yeah,
they're tourists. Holly, thank
this
you.
This is good, clean fun.
Holly, where is Bothell, Washington? What part of Washington is that?
Oh, just a little north of Seattle.
Little north. Seattle is a beautiful city. I wish I could go back. I suppose I could go back, but we stay kind of busy here, the whole radio show and all that kind of stuff.
We've had a great August. Just a little smoke here, but the weather's been pretty not too hot.
Well, most of the smoke here comes from Dom.
I see.
Holly, thanks so much for listening and playing along today. I always like making new friends, Dom. 844-967-2789. Here's a displaced Badger expat moved out to the leftist coast. PT in Portland. How you doing, man?
Hey, PT.
It's funny. Yeah, you know, that mugshot, I was looking for the, you know, the side shot. Isn't that a thing anymore?
Turn to the left.
What is that?
Right.
The profile?
That's only in the like the you pick the lineup, right? You pick him out of the lineup. You got a bunch of people in there.
No, I'm not sure, man. I'm pretty sure.
One of these orange people. And there was no number. He didn't hold a number up either, right?
That's true.
Yeah,
but
I'm
pretty sure when they photographed me, they got a profile as well.
Yeah. And so I was thinking of, you know, you could sell a bathroom scale, a mega bathroom scale for liars and deniers with a preset that automatically takes off $100. And when you step on it, there's Trump's face, and he says, "Oh, you're such a thin boy, aren't you? Or a girl, you know?" Something like that. Just for megas. They could buy that scale and get
could,
on it.
Could they sell it to big guys like me, and it always says you're 215 pounds?
Right, it's got to be preset. Sure. Automatically takes 60 pounds off of your weight.
You're the greatest. You're the greatest. You're so handsome in orange.
You're a bright, shiny star.
You're a star. Yeah. See what he's doing now, PT?
Send me donations.
PT, glad you're still listening out there on the leftist coast. He was on the freshwater coast. PT was a Milwaukee guy, right? 844-967-2789. A patient, Kevin from Madison. Kevin, welcome. What do you got for us, fella?
Hey, Kevin.
I'm glad you gave away the tickets, because I didn't go to the Packer game with my wife, and she'd be a little mad at me because she's up in Green Bay right now.
I don't even have Packer tickets. We had Brewer tickets, but they're long gone.
Yeah, no, I know, but she says you're not going to come to the Packer game with me. I said, no, you just go ahead and go with your dad. And so I'm glad you got rid of the Brewers tickets, because I'd look bad if I went to the Brewers game. But
hey, man, you could have invited us. You could have invited us to the ball game, Kevin. Mr. Packer ticket man, you know, that's real clout in this state. Having season tickets makes you a little better than the rest of us.
I'm not better than you. I'm just too lazy to go, man. So I got two things. First of all,
make them quick.
To your listeners, get out a pen and paper. It's not about this. It's about the second thing. So, you know, everybody's got something dirty today. I'd say, you know, Tide and Cheetos should put something together, because Tide is orange, Cheetos is orange. And they could have a commercial that Tide takes Cheeto stains and orange makeup out. The other thing I got going on is, did you get my text about the Richmond?
Buddy, we got to go to break. Come back. More Devils App gets more of your calls.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum.
So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they got to work out a few kinks there, okay? They got to work out a few kinks.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 52 overnight under clear skies, northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Bright sunshine again tomorrow, high of 78. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, lows around 60, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 77 Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms, 72 clear skies Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday. Having some fun today. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've been having a little fun with the audience today. Best way to monetize the Trump mugshot. We'll still take your calls or your grievances. 844-967-2789. Have a little fun with us on a Friday afternoon. Here are a few of the other ones. Did I mention dog poop bags that came in on the text yeah. line? Here is this one, does just smack you as an obvious one. The real obvious one coming from the 608 is a blue hat with the photo and the number below reading "Making America Great Again." I like that one. That one has a
blue hat with the 1135809.
Yes. And Making America Great Again, you know, the Trump mugshot. Another one, the seemingly obvious, it's been mentioned a few times on the text line, toilet plungers. How did we miss the plunger, Dom?
All right.
And here's one that, you know, plays upon Trump's weight loss, question mark. Trump apparently lists himself as 6'3", 215. I think I played high school football at 6'3", 215, Dom. And similar to Trump, those days are long behind me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those Al Bundy dreams of Trump's 215-pound days are long behind him.
Trump, when he gave his height and weight at one of the other, I don't know, there's so many of these indictments, it was different. It was like an inch shorter. He was like 6'2" and, you know, like 30 pounds heavier.
Here is a great idea. In deference to Trump's recent laying off of the Whoppers, Dom, Trump weight loss clinics, dump weight like Trump. I like that one. That, and you could potentially use the mugshot to help illustrate his weight loss question mark or how happy it makes you to shed that sort of unnecessary weight. And
you can see, you know, he lost the you know, some of the weight perhaps in his face with the jawline and the gritting teeth.
Oh, Trump mugshot laxative boxes. They would sell. And here's another one. This one, you know, a specific movie reference. Have you seen Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Well, we got to talk about Fight Club just to set up this text just for a moment. Remember what they made? They made soap. But remember what they made it out of?
Out of people getting liposuction, out of the fat from people from liposuction surgery.
If Trump's 215, then we got to have the emergency liposuction spoils. You know, Fight Club soap, Trump style.
Gross.
appreciate all your contributions. 844 makes you think a little. 844 967-2789, Maine. Daniel calling from Maine. I've never been there. I hear it's beautiful.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's super incredibly gorgeous out here. I'm from Minneapolis, but I've been out here the last couple summers, and yeah, it's really wonderful. But I've been driving around, so I missed part of it. And you were looking for ideas to monetize his picture?
The mugshot.
Absolutely, yeah. What do you got?
The mugshot picture. Well, this is a holdover from the Bush administration, and I never had it developed, but I thought it was a really killer one. You know those urine cakes that they put in the urinals? I wanted to get Bush and Cheney's face silkscreened onto them, and you could sell them like sets of four cases of them. You go around and throw them in urinals, and people would be pissing on them, and nobody would take them out because, you know, they'd have to get a glove on and stuff. So anyway, it'd be kind of fun to throw in the urinals everywhere you visited.
Yeah, but the orange would bleed off the face right away, don't you think, Daniel?
Well, you know, I didn't research it that much. I thought maybe they'd have something that kind of stick with the product while it dissolved.
Daniel, we'll have to find a chemist in the audience to tell us what is the best way, you know, to retain that pouty mugshot image for as long as possible on our newly minted urinal cakes. 844. That has been a frequent suggestion, actually, Daniel.
Yes, urinal cakes have been very popular today.
844-967-2789. Brandon up in Eau Claire, perhaps listening on the tap, 93.5. Welcome, Brandon. What do you got for us?
Hey, Brandon.
How we doing, guys?
Excellent.
Great awesome. Show, great topic. Well, I think we need to incorporate all of the mugshots, not just the Trump mugshot. I think, you know that game, Guess Who?
It's like a rogues gallery, isn't it? I mean, you got 19 yeah, exactly. to choose from so just in Fulton County.
Exactly. So does your character have hair dye dripping down his face, or is he wearing makeup, or does she refer to herself as the Kraken?
He did it. In the Four Seasons landscaping parking lot with the Kraken and the Dominion software.
Yeah, we can do Clue.
Yeah, it'd be no clue. It'd be no clue, Brandon. No.
That works as well.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, when did you find us? When did you start listening?
I've been listening to you guys for a few months now. I've been in the Eau Claire area for about 4 years now, and you guys are a good alternative to the right-wing media that we often find on the AM stations.
Well, Brandon, we got a superior signal in that part of the state. The TAP 93.5, don't keep us a secret. Tell everyone you know, please, Brandon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks right. again.
Thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for playing. See, I told you we're making new friends. I see Dana up in God's Country. I see Pete and Sun Prairie. I see Dynamo Dave in Duluth, Mark in the Sack. And you could be next in the queue at 844-967-2789. We got any other political topics to talk about?
We'll get there. Hey, don't we have a guest coming up soon?
Oh, yeah. Mike Clemens. So be patient, callers. We're going to get a little Packer training camp report and then your final crack at grievances and smartassery. I like to think of it as general jackassery here on the greatest radio show ever. Some people say, mostly us.
That's true.
Come back, Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Director, live from Packer Camp. Big game tomorrow. You'll want to listen.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Three are dead after a shooter went on a racially motivated rampage in a Jacksonville, Florida Dollar General store. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are not going to let people be targeted based on their race. We are going to stand up and we are going to do what we need to do to make sure that evil does not triumph in the state of Florida.
The west coast of Florida could get hit with a hurricane by Wednesday. WTSP-TV meteorologist Bobby Deskins on what is now Tropical Storm Idalia.
I don't think the kids will have school Tuesday and Wednesday because we use the schools as evacuation locations, right? So probably not going to have that.
Three Marines were killed when their Osprey aircraft crashed during training exercises.
This is the second deadly incident this week involving a Marine aircraft. A Hornet jet crashed near San Diego Thursday, killing the pilot.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. And Dama gets happier up here right now. Civic Media Sports Director Mike Clemens calling in live from Packer Camp. Big game tomorrow, Michael. Final game of the preseason. Final chance to make the 53-man roster to make an impression. Maybe get picked up on somebody else's roster or something. Michael, how's the weather in camp? Is it less than 100 today?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, it was pretty tough on Wednesday, like it was across the whole state. But, the deal is, first of all, you know, if you're a third-string guy and probably undrafted, and then last Saturday night the game got called with 10 minutes left to go, you probably lost, 15, 20 snaps. And yet at the same time, this is a very young team. So Matt LaFleur wants to make sure that Jordan Love and Christian Watson, you know, and the rest of that first team get enough snaps so he feels we'll be ready in 2 weeks to take on the Bears. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to try and get as many players on the field as they can, the young guys, to see if they're worthy of making the cut or the practice squad at the same time trying to get the first team ready to play.
Well, obviously, we want to talk about Jordan Love, but before we do, let's talk about the rookie kicker He's had an up and down camp, but they drafted this guy and they got rid of Mason Crosby. So Anders Carlson is probably our kicker, our being the Packer kicker going into camp and coming out of camp. Is he not, Mike?
Yeah. You know, in the games and including family night, when he's been in the stadium, he's actually about 80% with about maybe 20 attempts, but of the 30 or 40 attempts in practice, that's around 68% accuracy, and that's not going to cut it. And yesterday, Mike, was an incredible moment. You know, for like the last 5 years, you're aware they've been playing this loud music throughout the entire practice, right? Hip-hop, rock and roll, classic rock. But yesterday, for some reason, after about 2 hours of practice and run around at full speed, LaFleur cut the music, and then they scrimmaged for about 20 or 30 plays. And it was great because I could hear what LaFleur was saying. I could hear Jordan Love's cadence. I could hear the defensive players reacting or the guys on the sidelines. And then after a last play, LaFleur said, okay, well, that's it. That technically ends training camp. We got the game on Saturday. Well, hey, what do you say we go out with an Anders Carlson field goal, huh? And everybody cheers and applauds. Now, earlier in the day, Rich Bisaccia, the team special teams coordinator, had challenged this kid in little ways, like, all right, he knows it's a field goal period and he's got to kick three field goals. But in the like on the second attempt, all of a sudden he says, oh, flag, penalty, false start. You guys got to back up 10 yards. So they've been doing little things to mess with his mind, you know.
Yeah.
So at this one, you know, all of a sudden the head coach and you got 90 guys there to wrap up camp says, let's end this training camp, the last 5-6 weeks, with an Anders Carlson kick.
How far off?
Okay, so they get a holder, and they 50 yards, Mike, 50 yards. And pretty good conditions. So now all the other guys, 90 guys, they start cheering and chanting and, whoa, you know, they get cheering them on or jeering them. And then some of the guys that got water bottles, they're squirting him, right? They're squirting him. And he sets up, step, plant, wide left. And, you know, you could hear a pin drop, like, you know, and you could see Brian Gutekunst standing alone at the end of the field, like, what am I going to do with this? What? So then one, like Bakhtiari, one of the veterans shouts out, do over, do it again. Yeah, let's do it again. So they all cheer.
Ball again.
Yeah, do it again. Yeah. So you know that song that they played at the stadium, Zombie Nation, right? Those guys, those Packer players started chanting that. Sounded pretty good, like a men's choir. And he set up again, step, plant, kick. Ball went high, end over end, and right down the middle.
Oh,
so, you know, relief. So he made it. But, you know, it's those kinds of moments that it's got to be a really tough decision for Gutekunst. But at the same time, Rich Bisaccia, the special teams coordinator, says, look, I've been through this before. He named half a dozen other kickers he's gone through that have had ups and downs. You guys remember when Mason Crosby lost, like, missed five kicks in Ford Field in a dome.
I remember
the Lions, but Mike McCarthy stuck with him, and you know he kicked another 4 or 5 years for the team. Here's the other thing that's amazing. So I went to Carlson. I'll give the kid credit. You know, I went right up to him and interviewed him. I had him on our sportscast last night, where he said, "Yeah, you know, I hate to let those guys down, but you know, he talks a lot about his focus, the mental things that he has to do, the consistency with his foot and his motion. He's talking to the team sports psychologist. But 2 hours later on Twitter, here's a guy who drives up in an SUV to some high school field in Texas, gets out of a little video, shoots a video, gets out his ball holder, and does step plant kick from 50 yards out. It's Mason Crosby saying, yeah, there you go.
Oh!
Like,
and, oh!
As if he was reading our tweets from the practice field, like this kid just missed the 50-yarder in front of the whole team to end practice. And Mason went out and drove to a high school field and said, yep, I still got it. I still got it.
So do you, Mike Clemens. Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We are honored to have the venerable Mike. You're not venerable yet. Mike Clemens, he has been our Packer reporter this year, and we're just getting through training camp, just getting into the end of the preseason. And Michael, I've got to ask you, the running back, I mean, we know Aaron Jones, we know AJ Dillon, but who's number three? And I have seen some articles saying the Packers are going to keep the Patrick Taylor because he contributes on special teams. But I've liked this Wilson kid quite a bit, man. The guy's got like 174, 75 yards in two games, Mike. And he's going to get cut.
As a matter of fact, Mike, he leads the NFL in preseason rushing yards, you know, and he had some great breakaway plays that raised eyebrows in practice as well. But, you know, what do you think of this when LaFleur said, was asked last Saturday night after he had another good game and some good carries against the Patriots? LaFleur said, yeah, but I told him, you know, he's going to have to get in better shape because you could see he was gassed after about the eighth or ninth time he ran it. They're running him. They're testing him. They'll get eight or nine carries every other play he's carrying it. So I don't know. I've got to believe that in that situation, they'll try and see if they can get him on the practice squad. And because he doesn't have as much experience, as you said, like Patrick Taylor on special teams, but he's certainly shown a burst. Another guy who was really off to a very good start as the number three running back was Tyler Goodson. They had him returning kicks. He returned like four or five kicks when we were down there in Cincinnati against the Bengals. And I'm thinking like, okay, if Jaden Reed, you know, their top draft pick gets injured or they want to save him, maybe they could use this number three running back as another returner, or Keyshawn Nixon would return these kicks. But then he injured his shoulder, and I don't even know if he's going to be still able to play. He was trying to get back on the field yesterday. The other thing is a lot of people have pointed out that last year they only kept two running backs with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon on the roster, and maybe they sprinkled in some of those guys later. Because, you know, you can bring back a guy from the practice squad two or three times as needed if you have injuries. Here's the other thing about special teams. You heard about Ty Davis, the tight end, who was lost for the season after his second catch against the Bengals.
Yeah, what, torn ACL? Yeah.
Out for the year? Yeah, torn ACL. I mean, Bisaccia was, when I asked Bisaccia about him, he's just beside himself. That's a guy that was on 80% of his snaps on all of his special teams. He's a big-bodied guy, and he's like, I don't know, it's going to take two or three different players to do the variety of things. So Bisaccia needs help on special teams after losing Ty Davis.
We know about Musgrave. We know about Tucker Kraft. Are these rookies going to step up, do you think?
And you know what? Musgrave is really smart. And also, you know, his father, Bill Musgrave, was a backup quarterback in the 90s, including the 49ers teams, you know, between Montana and Steve Young.
I remember Bill Musgrave, sure.
Yes, sir. That's his dad. Bill is now an offensive assistant for the Cleveland Browns. So Musgrave is so darn smart. And I thought he had the quote of the week when I was talking to him about, you know, we think that some of these missed plays on the field are Jordan Love mistakes. And he put his hand up and admitted, no, that was my mistake on that play. I forgot to go in motion. And he said, you know, so yeah, Jordan kind of gave me some business and let me know that I made the mistake and I was supposed to motion on that play. And then he said, quote, but you know what? He's a mature enough quarterback to come back to me a couple of plays later. And I mean, that's the kind of praise and leadership you're hearing about from Jordan Love that's so welcomed in that locker room right now.
Mike Clemens, talk about that for a moment. How's the team gelling? You know, obviously went through some ups and downs with the last quarterback. How do you feel that this is coming out as we wrap up this part of the season?
Jordan, you know, if it's one thing, it's another. If he's got command of the huddle and getting up to the line of scrimmage and executing the first part of a play, but he's missing a play downfield, then we had a practice, what was it, Monday afternoon, where he had a bad exchange with Josh Myers, the center, and a couple of other sloppy things that happened in the backfield. But then I think he just kind of, you know, put his head down, kind of used a little anger to drive it, and man, he hit Christian Watson over the middle. And you know that when number nine, you know, with that incredible speed, if he gets the ball in space, he's gone. The next play, he hits Romeo Doubs down the left sideline in kind of a back shoulder throw. Another play, he hits Musgrave over the middle, the big tight end. And then he even hits Aaron Jones 35 yards downfield. And when Jones had the ball in his hands in open field, going past those safeties that I'm really concerned about, I mean, that was like four touchdowns, you know, back to back. I was joking with Paul. I said, so what was the final score today? 62-0. But, you know, he rolled his eyes like, dude, we've got so much other stuff to work on. So you see things like that that are after 5 weeks, the timing, the chemistry, you know about the talent from what you saw from the snaps that Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs had last year in those games with Aaron Rodgers. It's just the other guys. But Jaden Reed, that's the 11. Oh, man. This kid's almost as good. He might be as good as Greg Jennings was as a rookie. He is so smart. He's so on it. And to me, you know, I really look close at some of these pre-snap things where you line up in the slot, your lineup is the Y, and he has to dip in and look, and he already knows what Love is going to do with like the head helmet signals and those kinds of things. Really bright kid, good hands, and he just glides down the field. He's got good speed. So that's the exciting guy to look out for, is this number 11 that they'll have playing slot.
What about the defense, Mike Clemens? I was a defensive guy. That's what we want to know about. Is the defense going to be improved? Are they going to be championship caliber or at least NFC North caliber?
How's the outside linebacker looking? I mean, what's going on, Mike?
All right, so let's start with outside linebacker, Dom. And Rashawn Gary, he has a torn ACL, November 3rd, against the Lions. That was the game where like 8 or 9 players had to leave the game with injuries. There was another player that had an ACL that day, too, on that crappy field in Detroit. There he is, allowed back on the field this week in team drills. Limited. But in 10 months, I mean, that's almost Adrian Peterson-like. It's just an amazing turnaround. He's not going to play tomorrow. And whether he's ready in 2 weeks to go against the Bears, they're not saying. I don't know if they want to risk that, but he's had a tremendous comeback. And in the drills that I've seen him in, the speed is there. It's amazing. He's the toughest guy for them to block out there. You know, we've been talking about this right tackle, Zach Tom, you know, a kid that I was high on early in the camp last year. He can't block Rashawn Gary. Nobody out there, except maybe Bakhtiari, can stop Rashawn Gary. So it looks like he's back. They've got this J.J. Enagbare, Kingsley's his real first name, number 55. You saw him get a couple of sacks in the last game. They're looking for him to fill in. Lucas Van Ness, their first-round pick, he's a kid. A lot of speed, a lot of talent, a little lost in the playbook, looking to work on his hands to get over. But I asked Jair Alexander about this. I said, you know, Charles Woodson once said, a defensive back's best friend is a good defensive line. Do you think you've got one? And he said, yeah, I do. And he talked about Devontae Wyatt, who was a high-round pick last year out of Georgia that was a rookie. But that kid does look a lot better to me in these one-on-ones. He got past two.
Mike, I got to cut you short. Mike Clemens, our fine Packer beat reporter. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Final grievances of the day.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 50
overnight
under clear skies,
northwest winds
around 5 miles an hour. High of 78
tomorrow,
mainly clear.
Mainly clear skies tomorrow night.
Slight chance for scattered storms,
lows around 60.
Chance for scattered storms
Tuesday
with highs in the upper 70s,
clear skies
Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, if you have a grievance, if you have an idea to monetize the hashtag Trump mugshot, give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Want to thank our most recent guest, the Find One Civic Media Sports Director, Mike Clemens. This guy's been in Packer camp year after year. I got to tell you, he is quite insightful. He knows all the players, all the stories, all the insights.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm still feeling pretty good about the Jordan Love boat. It took on a little water last weekend, a lot of rain. But it's still in. I've still got...
Wait, it took water from the rain or water from the lake? How did the water get in?
I assumed it was the rain. It had a rain cover, but it was like kettles. It just like... inches of rain last week. So I just, you know, bucketed out. But my little boat, the Jordan Love boat, I'm still feeling good. I'm feeling great about that boat. Can't wait to get in that boat. Got a little Packer dome that sits on the front, sort of. I am the king of the world.
How are you feeling about the Packers right now, Kurt? I know you're the sports guy, man. We're doing radio. You always wanted to do sports, man. We're doing politics.
I know. Well, this is sort of a blood sport of sorts. We cover each and every day on the radio. Dom, I am truly excited about this season. I don't know that you could possibly expect to win a Super Bowl with a first-time starter. I think that's a little much, just personally. I'm hopeful that Jordan Love is a playoff trajectory quarterback. I hope we don't regret getting rid of the venerable Mason Crosby, and he is old enough we'd call him venerable. Step kick, 50-yarder. Give him a call, right, coach. Right. Give him a call.
Where's Lar? I'm going to pull a Lar on us, man.
We got a buddy in college. Chris Schumacher was an All-American at University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. The guy played safety. He was the punter. He was the kicker. This incredible athlete, Chris Schumacher. And he blew out his knee. And this is like four games into the season. And UW-La Crosse, that was a wonderful football program. It's like a factory, man. They played in four or five national championship games just in like my 6 years of college. Doctor. So anyways, they had open tryouts on campus. And our buddy John Larson, who still is coaching football up in the God's Country area, up in Holman or something, right? Westby somewhere.
No, he's kicker's coach at UW La Crosse.
Are you kidding me?
No, man.
Is that real?
That's real, dude.
John is with the UW La Crosse Eagles.
Yes.
We got to get up there for an Eagles game.
I know.
Some, you know, like a good team, so it might come down to a kick. But John Larson tried out, and I actually covered him during tryouts. I thought it was sort of a neat story, you know. Some co-ed comes out of the stands and tries out and gets to be the kicker next Saturday. And our buddy Lar did it. And you should see Lar. Lar has got... a belly. Lar had a belly in college. Like, Lar was thick.
And, a lot of power behind that ball.
Well, he had plenty of leg. I think the kid had like a high school distance record, like 53 yards or something at some point. But Lar literally came out of the stands the week before he's in the crowd. They pull him out. They give him a uniform. He barely stretch it across his midriff.
Put the cigarette out. Put the beer down.
Thank God there wasn't a drug test. For weed, I suspect. I don't know for sure, Lar, but I always suspected. The squinty eyes came from something. But anyways, Lara came out of the stands. He was great. He was like everybody's All-American. And he was the least athletic-looking human being you've ever seen in your life. I mean, you would see this guy and you'd be like, hey, man, your stepdad's here. And that's when he was in college. That's how he looked then.
He looks the same. John Larson, assistant football coach, kickers and punters at UWLAthletics.com.
Are you kidding? Oh, man. Lar, congratulations. You made it big time. That's a big time conference. 844-967. I did not know John had moved up in the world. 844-967-2789. That is a better story than any of my Al Bundy high school football stories. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, it looks like Ron Johnson is saying that they shouldn't charge the fake electors because that's just political activity. There's an article both in The Nation and then also in the Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Yeah.
That on Ron Johnson's latest crap. That I'm meant to leave a little message for them tomorrow. I won't be FCC compliant.
Oh, but also, you let them have it as long as it's not on the radio.
And also, I texted a couple of verses for the 809 song, so that into you guys. So you might want to check that out later. But
I got
have
it.
A great weekend, guys.
I got his number off the wall. Appreciate it, Mark. For a good time.
1-1-3-5-8-0-9.
Rico from Rock County, the ever effervescent Rico. Hey. You better have some good vibes for us, Rico.
What's going on, Rico? Happy Friday, man.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. Nothing but good vibes, right? It's Friday. Hey, in honor of Trump's little snarky comments about Biden walking through the sand, and you know, I think Trump knows a little bit about something like that, you know, as many sand traps as he's had to traverse through on the golf course. So anyway, with your marketing idea, I thought the most brilliant way to do this would be put his face on a golf ball.
That would be awesome. I love that idea, Rico.
I mean, that's his favorite sport, right? I mean, I guess the obvious might be a douchebag, but let's go with the golf ball.
I mean, either one works.
Pool pond, be good for you. Talking about monetizing the Donald Trump mugshot.
How is Donald Trump monetizing the Donald Trump
mugshot? No, not Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
Donald Trump mugshot bobblehead unveiled. I just got this email from the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. They have unveiled a Donald Trump mugshot bobblehead following his arrest in Georgia for charges related to his efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The former president of the United States had a booking photo taken at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail on Thursday, August 24th. It was released on bail. The special edition bobblehead is being produced by the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. They are into production, Dom. They are literally monetizing the Donald Trump mugshot. Congratulations.
Well done. Well done.
Down at the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame. I'm glad it's a Wisconsin company doing it. And thank you for informing us here at the Devil's Advocate so we could share it with you, our fair audience. Thank you all for playing along today. Lots of new friends today. Didn't know we were so popular. Tell your friends.
So much fun. That was a great idea. And good job, everybody.
And don't forget, our friend Pizza Box Mike does Outside the Pizza Box 7 o'clock right here on WMDX in Madison. But across the state of Wisconsin, we got high school football pregame shows kicking off shortly. And don't forget Packers on Civic Media, WRJN, 1400 AM. Southsiders, listen on the AM in Milwaukee. Do it, 1400 AM. Thank you.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Teachers learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.